I'll make you miserable to treat us women like you do. I'll make you miserable to treat us women like you do. I don't want no man that I got to give my money to. Owe me a letter, live with nothing but a no. Owe me a letter, give her nothing but a no. Go right back and told him, man, I ain't no billy goat. Give my man everything from a diamond ring on down. Give my man everything from a diamond ring on down. Next thing I'm gonna give him 6 feet in the cold, cold ground. You can never tell what an old, old man can do. Never tell what an old, old man can do. Keep your eyes open, girl, cause he'll put that thing on you. Cause you ain't even got a papa. Ain't no single that you can be at. Cause you even got a hot supper. You know, single that you can't be had. If I put this thing on you, baby, gonna be just too doggone there. Mighty hard for you women to keep a real good man nowadays. Mighty hard for you women to keep a real good man nowadays. Any little young chippy gal got so many doggone different ways. Ain't no one did more for you than the good Lord ever done. Did more for you than the good Lord ever done. Put clothes on your back. You know darn well you wasn't born right now.
Gladys Bentley and Worried Blues from 1928. And this is J.D. Doyle with Queer Music Heritage and a special show devoted totally to her. She's been a special interest of mine for quite some time, and in the 1920s and 30s, she was especially prominent. She was a big woman, about 250 to 300 pounds, and wore men's clothing and cut a dashing figure in her white top hat and tux. And she was something no other blues singer of those decades was, openly lesbian. I'm going to cover as much of the music of her career as I can, and it lasted into the mid-1950s. And a little later, I have some very rare unreleased recordings by her to share with you. You'll definitely want to stick around for that. But back to the opening song. While there is no chart or sales information to support it, I believe Worried Blues could be considered her most popular, because it shows up on many, many blues compilations. And you would be right most of the time if when you see a compilation including her, well, that's the song featured. Like many songs in those years by female blues singers, hers dealt a lot with being mistreated and abused by some man. Worried Blues did that, but in this and some of her other songs, she was also, in many ways, an empowered and independent woman. The lyrics start out with, "What makes you men folks treat us women like you do?" But later adds, "I don't want no man that I got to give my money to." And, "I give my man everything from a diamond ring or dough." So the character in the song could support herself. And a bit later she warns, "The next thing I'm going to give him, 6 feet in the cold, cold ground." Let's hear the flip side of that 78, where her man is both taking her money and cheating on her. It's called Groundhog Blues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. back door. Every time I kiss my man, seems to make him sore. Hey, you one thing, girl, don't tell nobody else. You can't keep a whole man in this world by yourself. I'm a low-down dog. If some groundhog ain't been rooting round my back door. I seen the tracks on Monday, didn't pay him a bit of mind. Seen the tracks on Tuesday and tried to be kind. Come home from work on Wednesday, feeling mighty fine. Seen the same darn track around my house a gang of times. Thursday was Groundhog Day, good and cold. Groundhog must seen a shadow, went right back in a hole. Friday was a hanging day, my man blocked me on the way. Wasn't order that that groundhog could make a darn gal away. Had the nerve on Saturday to meet me on the street. Could afford to meet me Saturday, leave him been cheating all week. I went to church on Sunday, like all good women do. First thing I seen in the Bible, mama don't be nobody's fool. I'm a low-down dog, if some groundhog ain't been rooting around my back door.
One comment I'll make right away is that while she was decidedly the most out lesbian singer in any music genre in those years, it was still beyond what record companies or the public would be willing to accept for her to include lesbian lyrics in what was recorded. I have read about how famous she was for singing the standards of the day and substituting her own very raunchy and suggestive lyrics, and the crowds loved it. I sure wish some of that was captured. But I did find one example in print of how she changed the lyrics of a hit song of the day. Now this will make more sense if I let you hear someone else singing the original lyrics, as today probably not many will know the song. It was Alice Blue Gown, and was from the 1919 Broadway hit show Irene. In the show, it was a slow ballad, so I'm going to play a more up-tempo version by Judy Garland.
In the manner, in the manner of fashion, I'm proud, and the whole wide world just seems to smile around. Till it wilted, I wore it, and I'll always adore it. My sweet little Alice Blue Gown.
Gladys changed that too, and he said, "Dearie, please turn around," and he shoved that big thing up my brown. He tore it, I bored it, Lord, how I adored it, my sweet little Alice Blue Gown. See what I mean? In the Harlem nightclubs, she was wildly popular with both blacks and whites, and especially with the Harlem Renaissance literary crowd. Langston Hughes called her an amazing exhibition of musical energy. Another club customer wrote to poet County Cullen, "When Gladys sings St. James Infirmary, it makes you weep your heart out." Bentley was the inspiration for characters in several books of the time, including a gay novel by Blair Niles called Strange Brother. Carl van Vechten, one of the homosexual literati, described someone obviously like her in his book Parties. He wrote about the character, "When she pounds the piano, the dawn comes up like thunder. She rocks the box and tosses it and jumps it through hoops. She was definitely a larger-than-life figure. Her first records were done on the OK label in mid to late 1928, and she did 8 tracks during that period. The next song released mentions trains. Well, this is the blues. Here is the How Long Blues. Of the 8 sides on the OK label, all but 2 were done with piano backing, but on the third 78, both were done with guitar. In Wild Geese Blues, she reflects on the extreme poverty experienced by blacks. In the lines, "Hard coal in my cellar, only got to shovel more. Can't get no more credit from the butcher or grocery store."
Geese when the sun goes down. Ain't no wild geese in the morning. Wild geese when the sun goes down. Hey, I'm full of food and water, calling all the geese in town. Weeping willow swaying, moaning in the weary pine. Weeping willow swaying, moaning in the weary pine. Three nickels from my quarter left me with a lonely time. Heard that lonesome music just about the break of day. Heard that lonesome music just about the break of day. wash my feet and molasses, trying to keep bad luck away. Feel my window open just to air these lungs of mine. And I threw my window open just to air these lungs of mine. Brown hawk saw his shadow 6 more weeks of winter time. Hard coal in my cellar, only got 2 shovels more. Hard coal in my cellar, only got 2 shovels more. And get no more credit from butcher or the grocery store. I'll keep makes it colder every time they scream out loud. All geese makes it colder every time they scream out loud. Hey, the sun draws up the water, but it leaks back through the cloud. I've heard about your lovers, your fence and brown. I've heard about your sheep and hand-me-down. I've got a man I've loved all the while, but now he treats me like a darn step child. One time he said my sugar was so sweet, but now for his dessert he goes across the street. How much of that stuff can I stand? My man's love has got so cold and dead that now he has to wear an overcoat to bed. How much of that stuff can I stand? Women selling snakeskin and alligator tail, trying to get money to get my man out of jail. How much of that stuff can I say? Said I was an angel, he was bound to treat me right. Who in the devil ever heard of angels that gets beat up every night? How much of that stuff can I stand? Went down to the drugstore, asked the clerk for a dose. But when I received the poison, I eyed it very close. Lord, how much of this stuff can I stand? Come home from work feeling tired and sore. He makes me shove my money underneath my front door. How much of that stuff can I say? The next man I get must be guaranteed. When I walk down the aisle, you're gonna hear me scream. How much of this stuff can I say?
Yes, she is tired of men who beat her and is wondering, how much can I stand? The last 2 songs on the OK label were recorded in March of 1929 and were a little different lyrically, and she did not write either one of them. Big Gorilla Man continues the story of a woman being abused, but she accepts it. that big gorilla man a woman killer, and I ought to know. He mistreats me, knocks and beats me, still I love him so, 'cause he's got something that I need so bad. And yes, this was pressed on a 10-inch record.
That big gorilla, a woman's killer, and I ought to know. He mistreats me, knocks and beats me, till I love him so, 'cause he's got that something that I need so bad. Every morning, when day is dawning, I get so doggone scared that he'll wake me, he might shake me, until I lose my head. He's got that something that I need so bad. It's so distressing, keeps me guessing, holds my breath so long. Oh, my sweetness, he knows my weakness. He's so big and strong, he's got that something that I need so bad. You hear me saying, he keeps me weighing 110. His devotion and slow motion keeps me awful thin. He's got that something that I need so bad. When he sights me, he may bite me, got his habits on. His eyes gleaming, and I start screaming. When my love comes down, he's got that something that I need so bad. His nerves are steady, he's always ready, that big gorilla man. He loves a whole lot, and I use all he's got, like no other can. He's got that something that I need so bad. Ritter, 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 la-roo.
She needs it so bad. The song on the flip side, Red Beans and Rice, is even more obvious. Her man is cheating and she's living on a diet without meat. His.
Red beans and rice, greasy bacon in the pot. Red beans and rice, greasy bacon in the pot. Cold bread in the oven, coffee on the stove ain't hot. I don't get no chicken, ham and eggs would poison me. I don't get no chicken, ham and eggs would poison me. Why, he won't buy no sugar, just to sweeten his own tea. Walked to work this morning, 'cause I only had one dime. Walked to work this morning, 'cause I only had one dime. Wouldn't spend it on myself, spend it on that man of mine. He don't buy no clothes, he don't keep his laundry clean. He don't buy no clothes, he don't keep his laundry clean. He's short on his loving, stingiest man I've ever seen. I take all my pay to the man I call my pal. I take all my pay to the man I call my pal. Billy's always broke. My man must have an outside gal. I'm gonna leave for work, but I'm gonna double back, no doubt. Leave for work, but I'm gonna double back, no doubt. If I can't get in, no one better not come out. Red beans and rice on a noon and every night. Red beans and rice on a noon and every night. I can't keep on working with only rice and beans in sight.
Gladys Bentley only did one more recording during that period, in 1930, and it had no real lyrics. But if there was any doubt whether or not she could scat, this resolves it. The band was the Washboard Serenaders, and the song, Washboards Get Together.
Washboard blue.
Might need a cigarette after that one. Now, I don't think at this time Bentley had yet developed her Top Hat and Tails butch persona, but it would be on an accelerated course from 1930 on. During the spring, she even had her own radio show, singing the blues for 15 minutes every Tuesday afternoon on WPCH Radio across the river in Hoboken. At the same time, she was attracting attention performing at the Clam House in Harlem at 7th Avenue and 136th Street, just a few blocks from the area's entertainment center called Jungle Alley. She would go on to perform in many clubs there, including Connie's Inn, a night spot that evolved into the Yabangi Club. That's where she got her most success. I want to mention that during those years, the police were waging a war on indecency, so more than once, club owners found themselves temporarily closed due to what one critic called the masculine-garbed smut-singing entertainer. The Yabangi Club, though, at least for a few years, was a hit. This spanned roughly 1934 through 1937. And what was interesting is that they formed the Yabangi Club Revue, starring La Bentley, as she was often called, which would perform at many other venues, almost like a traveling show. In the act, Bentley was supported by a chorus of pansies, described as 8 liberally painted male sepians with effeminate voices and gestures. The term pansies was even used in newspaper reviews of the time. One from November 1935 talked of Gladys Bentley and her pansy entertainment, something new for the entertainment field. This, of course, solidified the homosexual clientele and really brought in crowds of all types. The Yabangi Club was not the only one to cater to the homosexual market, and a side note is that much later, historians termed the early 30s, especially in New York City, as the pansy craze. The Yabangi Club did many series of revues, appearing at wider-known venues such as the Apollo Theater. The last review was called Brevities in Bronze, and while it did well, a number of critics said that in it she lacked the spontaneity she once had, and that the show seemed designed to shock for the sake of shocking. It was also different in that she no longer played her own piano, and the pansy chorus was replaced with female dancers, the Yabangettes. Times in general had also changed, and Harlem was not the tourist attraction it once was. The Yabangi Club closed in 1937, though the revue was able to continue for a short while at other venues. At that show, however, she was able to introduce one defiant gem of a song that she became known for, Gladys Isn't Gratis Anymore. We're ready now to get to the second stage of Bentley's career, and it's an easy dividing line, as around 1937-38, she moved to Los Angeles. Remember back in the beginning of the show when I said I had some rare, unreleased recordings by her to share with you? This would be the time. Around 1939, Bentley recorded some songs on her own for personal use. I have a newspaper clipping from April of that year, so that's how I am confirming the date. They were decidedly not of the type that would be played on the radio then, full of naughty double entendres. Last fall, I acquired some of these, and I made them into a medley for you. It starts out with her then-signature song, Gladys Isn't Gratis Anymore, and then goes into two more where the titles are not precisely given, but I'm referring to them as Lock and Key and Jailbait.
Miss Bentley, Miss Bentley, won't you please tell us, please? Tell us, please tell us, your law of compensation, please. People think that I'm naive, but there's something up my sleeve, and I don't care if folks are suspicious. Just because I've been a sap, people look me up to crap, and they've got me positively vicious. I'm forced to state my ways are not the same. All who don't like it knows I'm not to blame. Gladys isn't gratis anymore.
Have a spot it, honey.
To those who seek a freebie, there's the door. She just decided no more giving away what she could sell. If anyone expects her to, just let them go to hell.
And your father,
there'll be no Annie Oakley as before. You're gonna pay before you enter through her door. Why, here's just how it came about. They simply wore a good thing out. Gladys isn't Gladys anymore.
Hey, mister, you fix locks?
Yes, lady, what can I do for you?
I'm in a state of wild exasperation. I've got a lock that just won't yield to my key. Now, Mr. Locksmith, give me consolation and do your best to fix it up for me. I took it to a locksmith, proved to be a ham.
Yes, yes.
Just started in jugging, like he had a battering ram.
Well, we don't do that.
He was so anxious that his technique wasn't even worth a flam. Honey, if it don't fit, don't force it.
But don't worry, we'll take care of it.
See, my door is fitted with a rare, exquisite lock. The key don't go in easy, please. Don't ram and jam and stop.
Well, I'll squeeze it.
Don't manipulate it like a stevedore down on the river dock. But if it don't fit, don't force it. You are the third man, I've got to admit, who has fumbled with this lock on my door.
You should have brought it here a long time ago.
Each key they try out ain't just the right fit. It's too long. By 4 inches or more.
We can curl it up for you.
I thought you knew your business. You're not so hard, I find. You acted like an amateur, the way you whined and grunt.
Of course, good.
This key belongs in front, back there working from behind. So if it don't fit, don't force it.
As the cops before defense, we request your presence to state Miss Nancy Naylor's case. Now we represent the jury. So glad he don't get in a fury. Tell us the time and the place.
In the hills of Tennessee lived the Naylor family. The father was the sheriff of Saugoen County, and he thought himself quite clever. But the minimum endeavor, he caught two bandits holding them for volley. His daughter Nancy Naylor was the Windsor County jailer. A buxom lass with lots of class was she. She felt herself enraptured when two handsome men were captured, retaining them in view to her fantasy. The sheriff was very lawful. The jail was smelling awful. The prisoners got as bored as they could be. So they wooed this mountain Venus with interjections in the Venus.
What's that, Ma?
They all locked the door and scrammed from Tennessee. The sheriff accused poor Nancy that he played upon your fancy. She said, Pappy, bring them critters back to me. Of course, they ain't recuperated. They are well incarcerated. And they really don't deserve immunity. He don't want no hard luck payoff. Because of what's the name?
What is that, honey?
Gladys isn't Gladys anymore. They say Gladys' place is strictly class. Please don't go there on your... Gladys isn't Gladys anymore.
That last one about Nancy the Tennessee jailer keeping an extra close watch on her inmates showed up on the Ray Bourbon LP Don't Call Me Madam around 1954, done more in his recitation style, and just called Tennessee. It seems songs of this nature were passed around a lot. I'm moving next to her West Coast career, and we can verify she was a performer at Mona's 440, a lesbian club in San Francisco, still wearing her top hat and tails. She did return to New York City to do shows once in a while, one engagement from October through December of 1944 at a night spot called Tondaleo's got a lot of media attention. Around 1945, she recorded some new material for the Los Angeles label Excelsior, writing most of the 10 tracks herself. They were released as by the Gladys Bentley Quintet on 578s. She played piano on them, and the labels even listed the band members. The first track is called Boogieing My Woogie.
I wonder who's booking my work.
job. Roses are red and violets are blue. If you take my man, I'll take yours too. I wonder who's booking my woogie now. Hey dog, hey dog, hey dog. I wonder who's booking my woogie now. Hey dog, hey dog. Satisfies my soul. I wonder who's booging my woogie now. Hey dog, hey dog, hey dog. I wonder who's booging my woogie now. Hey dog, hey dog. There was a hip old lady who lived in a shoe. She had no children, she knew just what to do. I wonder who's booging my woogie now. Hey dog, hey dog, hey dog. I wonder who's booging my woogie now. Hey dog, hey dog. The gambling loo. If you want me to stay, Jack, it ain't that way. Here's some of the things you've got to do. You better take my warning. No more playing Jack and Jill. Before that rooster crows at dawning, leave me till I get my fill. Stop taking me for granted. Where you won't, someone will. Boy, you must think that you're enchanted. Bring me till I get my bill. If you think I'm mincing words, then you had better take heed. 'Cause if you believe everything you've heard, big boy, you don't have read. Your jive is most terrific. It's high as Bunker Hill. But I'm laying down this hype, Pacific. Thrill me till I get my fill.
Also heard the flip side, Thrill Me Till I Get My Thrill. As you could immediately tell, this is a much different sound than her other recordings. But then that is logical, as it's over 15 years later and music styles have changed. I have in my collection 6 of the 10 Excelsior tracks, and 2 of them were updated versions of songs she did for the OK label. I only have time to give you a shortened version of one more of the Excelsior recordings, and I think it's interesting because, knowing her history as an out lesbian, well, the lyrics just don't seem to work for her. She says, "Find out what he likes and how he likes it."
Find out what he likes and how he likes it. Give it to him just that way. Girls, give him what he wants anytime he wants it, without a single word to say. You know you got to cater to these men, because if you don't, they're gonna find new chicks outside the same thing you want. Find out what he likes and how he likes it, and give it to him just that way. You can't give a man lollipop. You know he's simply crazy about old-fashioned pork chops. And you can't feed a man a gorgeous salad. You know he's simply wild about gefilte fish. Now, a steak may feed a man in the morning, all right. But you can't expect to satisfy a man with steak all night. Now, if you tell him you've got a large meeting every night, then you chicks ain't handling your business right. You just got to find out what he likes, how he likes it, then give it to him just that way. You understand what I'm trying to say, girl? You know, you got to simply satisfy that man.
Bentley's next recordings were in the early 1950s, and here's where it gets fuzzy, as there's just not a lot of information verifying when they were done. One notable recording was a Christmas song, Jingle Jangle Jump, done with Wardell Gray and the Dexter Gordon Quintet, definitely a quality gig to get. In 1953, she recorded 2 sides for the Swing Time label, though I cannot verify they were ever released on a 78. The lead side on that one was obviously 4th of July Boogie. Another's release can be verified, as I have a copy of it. On the Flame label was Easter Mardi Gras, and all I can pin down is that it was from 1952 or earlier. Finally, one called Juneteenth Jamboree shows up on a number of compilations, and again, no real information is available, other than that it was copyrighted in 1952. Did you notice that these 4 songs are all kind of holiday-related? I wonder if that was part of some marketing plan. Anyway, I put them together in a medley of sorts that will take you from Christmas through Easter and Juneteenth, finishing off on the 4th of July.
There's the Christmas tree, there's the man in red, and the lady with the bell. The kids are writing notes again. It's time to sing Noel.
They're Christmas shopping, popcorn's a popping. We're gonna join the crowd for the jingle jangle jump. Little folks are jolly, it's time for holly. Let's sing our carols loud for the jingle jangle jump. The silent night is not so quiet. There's Christmas in the air. There's much applause for Santa Claus. Hang that mistletoe right there. We're really grateful. Come on, ye faithful. Let's have goodwill and cheer for the jingle jangle jump.
When the robin sings, it's the first of spring, and you look so la-di-da.
In your Kelly green, you'll steal every scene at the Easter Mardi Gras. We'll be a solid pair. How the chicks will stare. I'll introduce you to my ma. There'll be no red tape. I'll wear a brand new drape to the Easter Mardi Gras. There'll be eggnog flowing just like wine at every house we pass. You'll be stepping high and you'll look so fly. They will really go first class. We're gonna do the town at a dollar down, and you look so la-di-da. When the robin sings, we'll be the latest thing. The Easter Mardi Gras. The Easter Mardi Gras. If you really wanna play, these cats set aside a day. Grab your dozen, come and meet the Juneteenth Jamboree. Man, they really pitch a ball. Load of wigs, the jobs and all. Everything is strictly free. The Juneteenth Jamboree. There's no shirking, no one's working. Everybody stop. Gums are chopping, corks are popping, doing the Texas hop. If you really want a spree, chicks galore, I'll guarantee. Grab your dozen, come at me. The Juneteenth Jamboree.
You didn't miss any lyrics on that last one. Fourth of July Boogie has only vocalizing or scatting, which she's done on several songs. If you decide to do an internet search on the life of Gladys Bentley, you would not go too far without hearing about her famous article in Ebony Magazine. This was in August of 1952 and was called I Am a Woman Again. And you can read that article on my website. Now, that magazine was founded in 1945 and is still published, and tried a bit to be the black version of Life magazine, though I think it tended perhaps a bit too much to sensationalism, and that article certainly fit that description. Most scholars think much of what she wrote was pure fabrication, and I certainly found many historical details in it that just don't make sense. Anyway, the crux of I Am a Woman Again was that female hormone injections from a doctor had helped her become heterosexual. She was now happily married to a man, and she offered up many condemnations of the sins of her past life. Here's my assessment. This is an important article, written by Bentley at a very oppressive time in our history. It was during the McCarthyism era when many celebrities, especially homosexuals, were hoping just to not be noticed. Or in Bentley's case, wanting to whitewash the lesbian image she had personified for over 25 years. She was still trying to make a living as a performer and support an aging mother. We're now 60 years later, and some may think of her as turning her back on her lesbian culture. For myself, I give her a lot of slack. Those were terrible times, and hundreds in Hollywood were blacklisted, and there was no organized gay community to offer support. I like the way historian Eric Garber summed up her accomplishments. He wrote, "She had earned her living as an openly black lesbian for decades. She had insisted on being herself during a time when others hid their difference. And she had increased public awareness about sexual variations and spoken for many who could not speak for themselves." Gladys Bentley died of pneumonia at age 52 in 1960. She had reportedly written an autobiography called If This Be Sin, but it was never published. This is J.D. Doyle, and I thank you for listening to this show. And I've got a lot of resources about Bentley at my website, queermusicheritage.com. I'm closing the show with probably the last recording captured of her singing, and in it she showed she was still a terrific entertainer. This is really from a video of her appearance on Groucho Marx's show, You Bet Your Life, from May of 1958, and it gives a remarkable look at not only her singing, but talking, as Groucho interviews her just a bit. One comment, you'll hear her tell him she was from Trinidad. Not true. She was born in Philadelphia, but her mother was from Trinidad. We can only guess why she answered the question that way. She sings, Them Their Eyes.
And you're Gladys Bentley, is that right?
Yes.
Now, where are you from, Glad?
Well, I'm from Port of Spain, Trinidad.
Do you have a job, Gladys?
Yes, I'm an entertainer. I sing and play for a living in nightclubs all over the country. And I just finished a book called If This Be Sin.
Well, what is it about? Is it about geometry?
My life story.
Life story. You're the Gladys Bentley.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought your name sounded vaguely familiar. Gladys, how long have you been singing in nightclubs around the country?
For about 40 years.
What kind of songs do you sing?
Well, I do all kind of songs.
Could you sing something for us right now?
Well, I have about 500 at hand. What would you like to hear?
Could you sing the whole 500? I don't care. Sing anything you'd like. What would you like to sing?
I could do, if you have a small piano, something I could do, Them Their Eyes.
Suppose we had a large piano, what could you do?
Huh? Well, I could do other, maybe somebody else's eyes.
Well, NBC throws their money around like glue, and we just happen to have a portable piano backstage. George. Well, what are you going to sing, Gladys? Maybe the orchestra could join
in
with
you. I'm going to try to do Them Their Eyes. For
Them Their Eyes. Watch that stool there, huh?
I'm trying to. That'll be something. The first time I looked into them, their eyes. Got a cute little way of flirting with them, their eyes. You make me oh so happy. You make me blue. All in all, starting on a great leap away for you. Jumping, you started something with them, their eyes. Watch out, brown eyes, if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble. Get you in a whole lot of trouble, yes. Trouble there.